Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Sunrise Ranch Wednesday night service. morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for joining us. We've got a great lineup today. I'm the host of this evening. Jane will be opening with a prayer. Oren will be speaking, followed by Lana, Katie, a piece from New Zealand, and then I'll close. Hello, Australia's in the house. Yay, I'm so glad you're here. For those that don't know, we have sister communities around the world that have Sunday services, and you're all welcome to join. Riverdale in Australia, Gatehouse in South Africa, Edenvale in British Columbia, and then Northeastern services as well. So if you're ever interested, please let us know. And with that, invite Jane.
Thank you, Kiahi. We take a moment, oh beloved, to be present in this moment. The intake of breath reminds us that we are alive. We are ready. We are present. We are mindful. We intentionally come together to magnify your spirit. We know the privilege of being awake, and we know the responsibility of letting the world know we are awake. The darkness around us is deep, and awake people need to be present, inviting, expressing, and resonating with the tone of your love, the tone of that original vibration. We welcome all our friends into this hour, giving deep thanks for the privilege of serving together, knowing that each one carries your spirit, differentiated and blended, magnified and enjoyed. For your pleasure and ours, we step into this hour together in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Kiahi. So this evening, we are going to be exploring in the spirit of original cause and the sounding of the tone. We're going to be exploring what it means to really bring that to life in the practice of sanctification. And we have a couple of readings I'll be sharing. A reading of a morning example of a morning sanctification. I think it's from Chris Jorgensen, and then we'll be sharing an evening one as well in one of the later activities. But just to reflect upon a little bit upon the significance of morning sanctification, in my own experience, I find that the morning time is particularly sacred time, especially those last 10 minutes right before you wake up. I find that whatever is going on in mind and heart and all the dimensions just kind of start to come together, where when consciousness is just beginning to rise up to our level of senses and physicality, all the dimensions of what we are start to come together and coalesce in a way that it transcends time and space to me. And in that space, often receive inspirations. You know, even just my emotional quality at that moment gives me clues about the kinds of issues I might face that day. And I find that the practice of sanctifying in the morning, you know, if you reflect on your own life, days that you've sanctified in the mornings versus days that you haven't, you know, I certainly notice in my life a difference in that regard. So we're going to explore a little bit about how we become original cause in our sanctification of the morning. So just to prime this topic, I'm going to read The Morning Sanctification by Chris Jorgensen. So let's just, why don't we just close our eyes for just one moment. Take a nice deep breath. Imagine that we're just opening our eyes for the morning, that freshness, that blank canvas that the day is arising in the vibrations and in the ethers. And into this beautiful creative space of pure openness, pure possibility of what's available now, hear these words. Greetings, world. I am present on earth. I am come through my capacities to create anew this day. I am thankful for the specific capacity of consciousness through which I am represented and my work is accomplished. I am aware of the vital importance of every circumstance, every activity, every relationship, small or large. I will release my love and greatness into each moment of today. I bless my temple form. My instrument is ready to live and create through divine feeling, thought, and action. I am here, ready to play my unique part in the cosmic whole as a creator, one with the all. Thank you. That's a beautiful, beautiful words of sanctification for as an example for the morning. So this next section, we're just going to go into listening pairs and going to consider what do you do or would like to do to sanctify the start of your day. So listening pairs, it's going to be 4 minutes. And our question that we're considering is, what do you do or would like to do to sanctify the start of your day? So just give that some thought for just a few moments and we will find ourselves with a partner. Thank you.
Thank you, Oren. Welcome back, everyone. Let's just take a moment and take a deep breath together. So along my journey, I have come to know a deeper truth of my existence. And I have a feeling you probably know this truth too. But the truth is that the Creator lives within me. And you can say God or the universe, divine presence. We all know what we're talking about. That creator being is in me. And I am one with the creator. And I always have the choice to be aware of that connection and to act from that connection. And the creator has more love for me and for humanity than I ever can even get the capacity to feel and know. I can only understand it to the extent that my capacities can understand it. And I just accept that. And I just know there's so much love. There's so much love for me and for everybody else. And when I allow it, undoubtedly, there is a divine current that flows. It flows through me and expresses as me into the world. This may not be new for you, but knowing this truth, and living from this truth are two different ball games. It's a different step, a whole new world when you start living in this truth. What would it mean if I live my life consciously as this divine being navigating the earth in this flesh? Not only navigating the earth, but bringing a vibration that brings forth a collective evolution of the species, that brings forth the vibration of the creator's love into the earth. And we as a species have had fun playing creator, but from what I can see, for the most part, we've been creating from a limited human state of mind, a limited way of being, and creating from false beliefs about the world and false beliefs about who we are. And that creation is, in my opinion, a distortion of reality. When we're creating from a place that is centered in that truth, in the truth of who we really are as beings of the creator, and surrender ourselves to the will of our own divine presence, that's where the magic happens. It's a practice moving from knowing the truth to living the truth. But honestly, it's pretty simple when you get down to it. It's just being willing to live it. And it takes time. And I know for me, when I started opening to the idea that I am willing to live from this place, I am willing to surrender my naive, limited desires and wills of this human flesh suit and surrender to the truth of that divine being that I am and that flows through me, it starts to happen. And you'll notice it when you decide, I'm going to live this. It starts to already open your capacities, open your eyes, open your heart, and it starts to mold and help shape you and expand you so that you can be in that place of living that truth. It just takes a willingness to do so. And that's why I think these sanctifications we're doing, where the Oren and I are presenting to you, the morning and evening sanctifications, they're so powerful. Taking time when you wake up and taking time at the end of your day before you sleep to reflect on your day, it represences your mind to come back into alignment with the truth of who you are. And just remember, if you find yourself reflecting on your day and you find yourself being critical or judgmental, just know that's not in alignment with the truth. The Creator deeply loves you unconditionally. You haven't done anything wrong. You are learning. So be gentle with yourself as you learn to live from the truth. So I'm going to read us the evening sanctification. I welcome this opportunity to remind my capacities of their importance and greatness of the task at hand, to reveal in every moment the noble, magnificent presence that I am. In the awareness of the importance of my responsibility here on earth, I will do anything that is needed, anything to be in alignment with the universe. As I come to this point of sleep, I move into this necessary state on a clear basis, so that this period of rest can be used for the purpose for which it is provided. I check carefully my attitudes and feelings with respect to what has occurred during the day, through the evening, through the morning, asking myself, where did my capacities give in to outside stimuli? I clear my temple form. I release. I repent. I forgive. And when did my light shine bright and clear today? I am aware of the moment of success too, thankful that I have a conscious capacity. I surround my creation in love. I let the divine currents of my presence flow through my temple form and the world of my creation in perfect radiation and in blessing. In this way, I acknowledge my work as a creator, an essential part of the cosmic whole. So we're going to move again into listening pairs, 2 minutes each, 4 minutes in total, just like before. And the question this time is, what do you do or would like to do to sanctify the end of your day?
Okay. Well, in terms of sanctification, throughout the day and in each moment, we're in the field with each other all the time. And so in a sense, we are always in the field of sanctification. And David talked about this on Sunday. And he said, so we are here now to know peace, the peace that comes with finding original cause. Original cause is the point of origin in ourselves. And we know that the original cause is full of life. The original cause is the fountain of life within ourselves. And there the pulse of spirit keeps pounding. I guess that's what a pulse does. It pounds, a pulse of our heartbeat. The heartbeat of creation keeps pulsing, bringing new life, overflowing life, the fountain of life. And there's a vibration to it. And so one of the ways that we create this peace together from original cause is finding that there are ancient ways of clearing pain and stress, disagreement through our interactions with each other in the body mind and therefore in the unified field. So we can heal ourselves and each other right in the field. We don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to do anything. And there's a great, well, we have to do something, but there's a great example in Ho'oponopono. And it's one of the ancient processes in Hawaii that was recreated or focused down to essentially four parts of a prayer that we're going to look at in a minute. But the person who really brought Ho'oponopono back live in Hawaii is the great teacher Morna Simeona, and she was a kahuna lapa'au, and that's a healing kahuna, and she comes from a long line of healers. And she was also the teacher of the psychologist Dr. Stanley Hugh Len Ihaliakala, and he's the one you may have read about in Joe Vitale's book, Zero Limits. And what he did using Ho'oponopono and the coherent version, that is the four parts of the prayer, he was a psychologist, and he went into Hawaii State Hospital, and it was a hospital for criminally insane, and nothing was working. For years and years, it was just a disaster. It was a terrible place to be for a number of reasons. And so he was asked to come in to see if he could do something with Ho'oponopono. And within 3 years, just using the Ho'opono prayer of the four lines, he emptied that facility. And he did that by going within and clearing what he knew was within in them from their charts or from his interactions with them. He knew it was within. And he healed himself, and thereby, through the field, he healed them. And he cleared out the entire facility. So it was all done in the field. It's always done in the field. And because of our shared consciousness, we're able to heal everyone in the world by only healing ourselves. If that's all we ever do, we clear the field. And so I just want to briefly give you the words, but Ho'oponopono itself translates to make right. And behind that practice is mana, meaning spiritual energy and healing power. And it exists in places, objects, people, it's internal and external. And within that practice is intention. And so the intention of the words that we use are much more important than the actual words themselves or the order in which you use them. But very quickly, I'm going to give you the words. Use them whenever you feel the need to clear yourself, a situation, or anybody else. And here's the prayer. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And this is to our Amana Ohana. So our question for the listening pairs is, what would you do or would you like to do to sanctify a moment when it is needed, in the moment when it's needed? Describe what that would look like. And we have 10 minutes.
Thank you and welcome back. Wow. I feel like we're in a different space than when we started, eh? Yes, seeing the nods, yes. Mahalo for everyone's contribution. Everyone's presence has contributed to this right here now, whether you spoke in the open group or not. But we have an opportunity to speak in the large group now. About 9 minutes left, and I want to give 10 minutes to watch the video that I picked out from New Zealand and give space for closure. So open it now for any comments, any inputs, ahas.
Well, there's opportunity to bless everything that comes to us during a day. I mean, it's not just morning sanctification or evening sanctification, but every person who approaches me, every circumstance that comes to me is an opportunity for blessing. And so you get into that rhythm of just what I think Jane Anatrini called at one time a blessing machine. It's all right to be a machine when you're pumping out blessing to everything that comes to you. So you get into that habit and it just becomes the most natural thing that you do during a day. You are a blessing machine. You're uplifting everything and blessing it with love.
Thanks, Jerry. I would imagine some folks had a similar experience as myself, and I got to speak with the Ewings, Bob and Shireen. But to speak about sanctifying a moment and to miss the opportunity to do so would be quite a loss. So I would hope that In this little session that we all had, not only did we speak about the ways we can sanctify a moment, but that we partook in such sacred act. And for me personally, it was real simple with regards to breath and posture. And Shireen mentioned also the attunement posture. And I see so many of the elders and the people at Sunrise Ranch when receiving a service, holding a space, having a conversation, just the very subtle hand posture, the attunement energy that's going out. And what I think is the most beautiful is that stance, that way of being, is more often than not. And I think that's what one of the rare things about Sunrise Ranch is that people, and especially the folks, the elders, the folks who have been here for a while, are almost in a perpetual state of good posture. What I mean by good posture is a state of sanctification, a state of blessing. Like Jerry said, when it's habitual, it becomes easy, and it's noticeable. That's noticeable. So many thanks to everybody who I encounter on Sunrise Ranch, who so naturally sanctifies every moment. Thanks, y'all. And thanks, Keahi, for hosting tonight.
Thank you, Patrick. I'm just going to piggyback on that because I, too, had a really beautiful conversation with Barb and Hugh. And you know, he kind of led to that, you know, it just becomes the way that you live, you know. And I know for me, over the last few years, really, really getting in tune with the power of forgiveness and how that not only changes me, but it changes the whole situation. And that power is with us all the time. And so just to, as we practice it more and more, it does become just the way we are. And it's just like so many things, you become like the duck with things just flowing off of your back, right? Because you are in a more continual state of sanctification. So I really loved also what Oren and Lana brought, this idea of really doing that. And I'm looking forward to playing with that more of like really on first awakening, because I have morning practice, but like it is a precious moment when you first wake up. There's a certain quality of silence and stillness in your own being where you're very receptive to setting intentions that are filled with love and light. So I really love that, and I look forward to deepening in that practice.
I would piggyback on you, Cece, in the mention of each moment having an opportunity to clear things. I was thinking of what a blessing forgetfulness is, because it is a heart matter, one's connections with other people. And if one has forgotten what they said or did and what one was going to say or do oneself, wonderful. Then one can meet in the clear space of heart.
I've got this lovely image of Cece on my back and Ted on her back, a couple of double piggyback going on. And Ted, you remind me of something that is one of the ultimate sanctifiers, is humor. Right? What a way to bring somebody, a group of people into the moment and to recognize the humanness of it. Humor. Wow. What a spiritual tool that is. And yeah, you just made me think of that. I had to speak up. Thanks, Ted.
I'd like to speak kind of on, I guess we'll go to Lana's back. I'll switch back. So no. When I truly come into that space of embodying the presence that I am, that divinity, and I live in that flow from the inside out, it's effortless. And everything that I do, everything I touch, everything I say, everything I feel, it's all in that divine flow of love and light. And there's no effort. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to plan. How am I going to bless this person? It's just this natural movement from within to every part of my being and what I'm doing. And that's when I know sometimes the most beautiful moments and the most beautiful sharing and listening takes place, because it's just from the core and everything's vibrating from love. And that's where I am today.
Beautiful, Catherine. That's the place to be. That's the place to, I don't know, that we call center, you know, and to know that center, we can always come back to that, whether we're thrown off center or spun off center or just take a step away from center. We can always come back to that place, and it's the practice that makes it ever more of a natural way of being. And I think we're all here to do that, and practice makes perfect. I don't know. But it's not really the perfection, because we are perfect in our imperfections, right? And it's the journey. And I hope you all have appreciated this time. These are my morning and evening sanctifications. So I thank you to my brother and sister, Oren and Lana, that reading them. And I feel that you will all be with me when I do mine now. And we all do it in different ways, sometimes different languages, sometimes different symbology, you know, different ways. But sanctifying each moment is a gift to ourselves and to our world. So thank you for this time to explore what it is. What do we do, and what we would like to do? And I like to close our time with a video. I don't know if you've seen it. It's been all the rave on social media, the blessing. I posted on my Facebook page the Hawaii version of the blessing. And we're going to play the New Zealand version this evening. Maori language and chant is in it, obviously. My roots, roots of many peoples actually, but many different churches from around New Zealand came together. So there's the blessing Hawaii, there's the blessing Africa, there's a blessing India, all these different. So find your blessing language and vibe that you enjoy most, or which ones you do. And but tonight we're gonna do the New Zealand one. And I invite Jim to get that going for us. So really feel this, breathe this in to whatever depths and heights you like to go. And when I suggest to make your pictures big, because there's beautiful photography and videography.
To you, the Lord turn his face. your family and your children and their children and their children.
May his favor be upon you in the thousand generations. And your family and your children and their children and their children.
May his favor be upon you.
He honore, he gloria, he hallelujah ki te atua. He maumarongo, he atapoi, he manaki ki runga I te matau te whenua. He hakaro pai, he hakaro mui, he hakaro roa ki ngā tangata katoa. Nō reira ki a tau, ki a tātou katoa. Te atapoi o tō tātou ariki o Eucalyte. Me te aroha o te atua, me te whiwhinga tahitanga ki te wairua tapu. Ake, ake, ake. Amen.
Ake, 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 for all people. Mahalo and aloha. Thank you all. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Kiahi and everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Good to be with everybody.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, and good morning.
Yes.
Hey, Jane.
Go to bed, Katie.
Good night, Samuel. Good night, Sarah.
Good night.
Good night, you wild man.
Bye.
Yeah.